Mutambudzi, a director of Urban Communications, told a Media Institute of Southern Africa Zimbabwe chapter broadcasting conference here that the ministry will have to vet the sources of funding for the local radio stations, saying in life generally there are no free donations. He said his ministry, in vetting the source of funding, will be trying to establish the donors' motives in funding local stations.
Realizing our condition, which emanates from 300 years of slavery, 100 years of colonialism, and is still fighting neo-colonialism right now, we realize that we don't have the means. And because of that, we accept that foreigners can still come. You can still get foreigners to give you money, but at least subject to approval by the government of Zimbabwe.
He said government's wish is that the Zimbabwean voice be controlled by Zimbabweans. But participants at the one-day conference where Mutambudzi spoke on behalf of Information Minister Jonathan Moyo said the government's move to investigate foreign funders was suspicious. Zimbabwe Association of Community Radio Stations Programs Manager Kudzai Kwangwari said funding for local radio stations must be treated like any other aid coming into the country.
Our position has been that community radio is a tool for development, just like any other project in communities where there's need for support internally or externally. That support must be allowed. We are only worried about the fact that the people who are going to be judging, to be looking at the donations themselves, or whoever's going to be donating, are they balanced? What is their view and attitude towards that kind of support?
Kumakomo Community Radio Station Manager Evidence Chengerai said the move by the ministry is welcome, provided the process would be fair and transparent.
They might even come up with new restrictive laws that are going to say maybe they will take certain percentage of that donation or funding that we will get. Or probably they will even go as further as to say that this organization that is going to fund you, we can't accept the funding that you are going to get because of this and that.
MISA Zimbabwe Programs Officer responsible for broadcasting, Koliwe Majama, cautiously welcomed the move by the government to allow radio stations to start receiving foreign funding, saying it would be ideal to have an independent board to receive and distribute funding to community radio stations rather than having the government controlling the process.
Now, what is important within a fund like that is that there should be an independent body that receives funding on behalf of stakeholders within the community media grouping and make transparent decisions on who gets an allocation. That money is properly audited and, you know, there's a semblance of, you know, fairness and transparency in the way that money is dispersed.
Meanwhile, participants expressed concern at the failure by the government to speed up the licensing of the community radio stations. But Mutambudzi said the government is committed to the establishment of community radio stations, adding the Broadcasting Authority of Zimbabwe is working on the licensing modalities. Participants also expressed concern at the delay by Parliament in realigning media laws to the new constitution, but Mutambudzi said the process would commence once the ministry gets the findings of the Independent Media Panel of Inquiry, IMPI. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.